Lucasfilm just might be feeling very desperate when it comes to Mandalorian and Grogu movie box office numbers, because you won't believe who they're reaching out to and the lengths to which they will go to try to find a few people to show up for Pedro Pascal's big premiere. It's a great day, it's a groovy day, it's a wonderful day to be alive, ladies and gentlemen, and we are here covering the stories that truly do matter, the entertainment we clamor for. As we dive in, click that like button, and if you're not yet subscribed, just know we're working hard every single day for you. The Walt Disney Company is busy trying to prop up the Mandalorian and Grogu box office. It's not going well, and now they're inviting influencers. We won't call them shills this time, but Mr. Grizzy will. They're inviting influencers to the premiere of The Mandalorian and Grogu. Folks, here's the video sent to Star Wars Explained.
It's Captain Spit Take.
Scales of Fire!
Hi, Alex. Hi, Molly.
we're calling you to invite you to the premiere of The Mandalorian and Grogu.
No, say your line right now.
All right, so they're sending the influencers invites to the premiere. Why are they bringing in the influencers? It's usually celebrities. It's usually, you know, people with the trades. Why are they going to influencers? Well, it could be because of this. Out of Bulletin by Adam White, new Star Wars film tracking for week box office debut. And yeah, this is not going well. Early tracking data suggests an $80 million opening over Memorial Day weekend, a concerning figure for Disney, given the film's reported $165 million production budget. Folks, if you want to add that up, 165 plus, we would assume at least, gosh, I can't say $100 million marketing. There's no way. It's at a Super Bowl commercial. It's at all this stuff. It's got to be 200. I mean, they don't do it for less than 200 for these kinds of blockbusters. Mm-hmm. I can't. Okay. I got to go 200. And that's going to put that at what? About 350? 350, that means it's got a break even in the 700. If you bring that down to 100 million and say it's a break even of 600, there's just no way. At an $80 million opening, that would mean that if it's a 1-to-1 internationally, it would be 160 on the opening worldwide. These films perform at like a 2.75 box office legs run. That means this comes in under 500 mil easy, and we're losing $100 million at the box office. So they're sending out the videos to the shills saying, please, will you come on over? And, you know, Marv, you said the spit take guy, right? Star Wars is Star Wars Explained spit take guy. Marv, why? Why are we calling the spit take guy?
Because in your shill montage that you played earlier, he does the spit take conveniently right into back into his mug when he sees Star Wars Outlaws start.
At least that's what I hear.
Wait, what?
So the same folks that they turned to Star Wars Outlaws, the same people that are trying to bring in for the Mandalorian premiere. Now, I'm not trying to be mean or derisive or divisive or, you know, in any way negative about these people. I just don't care. Good for them that they got invited. But I don't think that this is going to go well for Disney. I don't think they have the pull. And I think we've seen that over and over again.
They do this every time they have a new project and they send it to this guy every single time. When The Acolyte premiered, they sent him a big box of crap, of merch. They sent him a blanket and a ramen bowl with chopsticks that had Acolyte stuff all over it. That's what they've been doing. They're now trading in access is what they're doing. They're trading in access and saying, don't you want to be like us? We'll, if you're nice enough to Star Wars, if you like us enough, and if you tolerate us enough, you'll get that magical DM from Star Wars, and we'll send you a present. Don't you want to be one of the cool kids? It's access. It's the new currency.
I will say, I have to say that this is going to be really hard to say. Grace Randolph was right.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. I got it out. Don't worry. Grace Randolph was right.
She was completely self-unaware.
Well, yes. I mean, she's part of the problem, but she was saying that this is what they do. The influencers have completely taken over the role of critics. And this is 100% what that is. They're just inviting people along to boost this movie and to essentially just make it sound like it's the greatest thing ever, because people form a parasocial relationship with influencers. They think of them like their friends and they trust what they say, and they don't realize that a lot of them are bought and paid for.
Lauren, I'm not trying to be disparaging to the influencers. They do what they do. I know why they do it. When I see Disney, though, reaching out to them with these unique puppet things, and we're not. I hope Disney doesn't think that we want them to do that for us, because we would just reject it. I mean, we have a policy of no quid pro quos. We would not go. We're going to pay the ticket like everybody else. But Lauren, if Disney thinks that the influencer is going to bring folks to The Mandalorian, I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think that these people actually have any influence whatsoever with normies at all.
Laugh at them.
Well, to normies, no, absolutely not. But I also think that it communicates that you're desperate. You know, you shouldn't do this kind of marketing. If you're confident about your material, it will speak for itself. Just put it out there. It's kind of tricky to know how to advise them for this particular movie, because I'm banking on the theory that there's more to this movie than what they're telling us, and that's deliberate. But it's a really, really risky strategy, given that people already aren't excited about it. So that sort of lends itself to thinking maybe this is just a lightweight movie, and if so, they're in real, real trouble.
The other thing, too, is these puppets in normal lighting look really silly.
They look cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they are silly.
It looks like Fraggle Rock.
This may make me sound a bit like a shill here myself. The Anzellans have grown on me, and I don't know why. I don't like anything about them.
There are tweezers that will remove them.
That's a Sarlacc, Lorne.
If you need help, your neighbor will likely assist you if they're on your back or nether regions.
Yeah, I don't think they should be doing this. I think that this just, again, communicates that you don't have confidence in your own material. And influencers who do this kind of thing, they do come off as fake. It may be that they're genuine in their reactions. Maybe they really do like everything that they claim to like. But it's hard to believe it, given the overacting nature of what they're doing, you know? Yeah. I hope if I ever get excited about something and I'm on here and talking about it, I hope that comes through as genuine, because I wouldn't fake that, you know? And if I hate something, I'm not going to sugarcoat that either. I would hope that you would recognize, if I'm saying I hate this, I really hate it.
And we would never here on this channel stoop so low as to using puppetry to promote anything.
Go fund yourself, Bob.
Hey, Andy, I couldn't help but notice one of the problems here is, you know, they put these puppets out in the light and they don't look great. They don't look good. And I noticed the stuff behind you actually looks significantly better than what Lucasfilm. I mean, look at this. I mean, this just does not look great. Andy, could you get the tiny little Culture Casino, the updated Culture Casino? Could you bring him up to the video, please? I mean, just look at the detail. Look at this is what Lucasfilm should be doing. Not culture per se, but Andy, what do you make of them not being so well received in the way they're doing these videos?
I think when they fired everybody that they found problematic, they fired a lot of talent, and they don't have anyone to replace it with. They've got everyone who's grown up on CGI from the prequel trilogy thinks that the art of practical effects are passe and outdated. But clearly, when everybody sees, look at Rocky in Project Hail Mary.
Oh my gosh, it's amazing! Amaze, amaze, amaze!
Yes.
Can you imagine if Project Hail Mary and Amazon, they didn't do this, right? Think about the difference. Okay, this is a great. Think about the difference in the way they handled the Rocky and Project Hail Mary advertising. Rocky was literally saying amaze, amaze, amaze to the Artemis crew. Ryan Gosling was doing that too. And then you compare that to where Disney and Star Wars are. On the one hand, you've got Project Hail Mary, which is being used as inspiration for historic space flight that will put them in the history books forever. And on the other side, you got Disney reaching out to known influencers who will just say and do anything for Star Wars with little tiny puppets that don't hold up anything like Rocky. What a difference. What a difference in where we are. It's amazing. Okay, so final question for the panel. Anybody can have at this. We're being told that the Mando movie is on track to make $80 million on the 4-day weekend. it's starting to, I'm starting to wonder if they're worried it's going to make less than that. It's hard for me to imagine Star Wars making less than that on a 4-day, but I'm starting to think that it just might be lower and that maybe the internal numbers are showing that. What do you guys think?
I think it's going to be lower.
It's possible.
I think the bubble has burst, not just with Star Wars, Lucasfilm, Disney, but with Hollywood in general. I mean, we were kind of touching on it with the Blake Lively stuff and with the influencers. You know, the normies even are really just tired of it. They don't care anymore. If they do care, it's, I'm just sick of it. Like, you're on my last nerve. You're very annoying. You stand in your ivory towers and you tell us how dumb we are and how you know what's best for us. You know, we just want to be entertained and you can't even do that anymore. So the bubble has burst. They've broken trust with the audience every single time something comes out. It is either it's not good or it's something they can't follow. So at this point, I think it's just like, why go, you know, when I can just wait in 3 weeks and watch it on the streaming service that I already pay for. So I think they do know they're in trouble.
Hey guys, I need some way to hedge. So if this thing makes more than 100, I don't look like I was wrong. Does anybody got a good hedge on this? Any way to really just play it on the fence, but people think I'm on both, you know. Anyway, Lord, what do you got, Lord?
I will say one thing about the casuals, okay? I have heard, I haven't seen it myself because I haven't seen the trailer in theaters, but I have heard people say that when the trailer is played in theaters, they're hearing people who would be into Baby Yoda, people, usually mothers who love the adorable baby, they do get excited. And there may be more of that than what we would be able to track, because they're not going to be people who are showing up on these channels. These are casuals. And so I am not convinced that the Grogu hype is over. I think that we're sick of it because we've had too many years gone without additional content and we got overexposed to it. I'm not sure that's the casual audience. So there's your hedge. The casual audience may respond to this better than we expect.
You know, we really hope that you felt this video was satisfactual. We know we had an actual good time participating and communicating with each and every one of you out there listening. It is a great honor. It is a great pleasure, even a responsibility, to do this on a daily basis. You give us the dream job we love doing, and for that we can never say thank you enough. There's only one small favor we ask beyond what has already been done, and that is, folks, consider it. That is clicking the like button. Share, subscribe, click it, stick it to those pesky algorithms. It's the notification bell. And drop a comment right on down below. Let us know your thoughts, because your thoughts do indeed matter, no matter what the mainstream media would otherwise say. Folks, as we say every single time we end these videos, because we mean it, keep learning, keep growing, and keep having fun.